In the late 1900s, more than 1 million people migrated to the Great Lakes region from Poland. They settled all over the Midwest, in Chicago and Cleveland, Detroit and Dayton. And like all immigrant groups, they brought their food and traditions with them. By 1935, the Polish Club had been established in Old North Dayton. And for more than 80 years, the club has proudly kept the Polish culture alive. Community Voices producer Jim Kale has strong memories of the fresh homemade kielbasa his Polish grandparents made for the holidays. Disappointed with what he calls so-called kielbasa sold in grocery chain stores, he recently went in search of that authentic taste from his childhood. It didn't take long to find the real deal.
After a few phone calls and some non-extreme vetting, I received an invitation to the Polish Club.
We're here at the Polish Club in Dayton, Ohio, with
Mary Pietrzak,
John Lasko, Mary's husband,
Peter Pietrzak's brother,
Mary's brother.
Today we're making Polish sausage. Oh, I'm sorry.
This is mine.
For our fish fry.
Okay. Now, explain to me why we have sausage at a fish fry.
Because people want it. It actually, we could probably just use sausage and have a sausage fry if we wanted to. But it seems like the sausage always goes first. The only difference is kielbasa in Polish means sausage. What we make is a Polish sausage, a white sausage. We also smoke this sausage, but for fish fries, we just use the fresh. And it seems like fresh is number one always. And the original recipe was Helen Szynczypolski's mother's recipe. And that's the recipe that we still make today. Polish sausage, it's basically salt, pepper, garlic, and other seasonings you want to put in. That's the basic seasoning that we'll use right here.
And so this is what's considered the shoulder or the pork butt. If you don't have the good balance of meat versus fat, it just comes out too dry.
What's your earliest memory of kielbasa?
Well, on my side of the family, I watched my mother make it since I was like maybe 7 or 8 years old in our kitchen.
We were going to Christmas Eve Mass, and we stopped over my future wife's house, and they had sausage on the table. They said, try it. And I never forgot that flavor. I never got that. I've never had anything like that in my life. I just said, this is the best stuff I've ever had. Where'd you get it? Well, we make it. They say we're doing God's work by doing this. We enjoy it. It's fun.
This is our art.
2 days later, I returned to the Polish Club for their monthly fish fry. Just minutes after they open, a few hundred people are already at tables or in line for food. All of the staples of the traditional Polish Club fish fry are present. The line at the self-service buffet is moving along at a friendly pace with lots of conversation. People selling pull tabs and 50-50 drawing tickets, the big six and showdown tables are ready to go, and of course, the bar is set up for self-service, with rows and rows of plastic cups full of beer. Everyone at the table has a kielbasa on their plate and a story to tell.
What about you? First memory is definitely my grandma making kielbasa and sauerkraut for Easter. And then we make it the Saturday before Easter, take it to church to get the basket blessed, and then you'd have it after 7:30 a.m. Mass for breakfast. So it's definitely my first memory of kielbasa and sauerkraut.
Okay. Well, can you imagine a holiday without it?
Without it?
No, there is no holiday without it. It's not a choice.
Okay, now if I get this right... Thinking about replicating the flavors of my grandparents' kielbasa, I asked John and Mary, can I try this at home?
Oh, heck yes. I mean, it's simple. If you get a little piece of grinder equipment, you can do anything, or get the hand grinder. That works. Yeah, the KitchenAid works. Anything works. You grind the meat, or have your butcher grind the meat for you. And then just season it and... Oh, God, yeah, you can do that. Easy.
What's the trick to making a good kielbasa?
Fresh. Everything fresh. Fresh meat, fresh garlic. Everything should be fresh. And, of course, a lot of love, you know that. Heck.
She likes kielbasa, that's her dish. She likes kielbasa better than fish.
For WYSO Culture Couch, this is Community Voices producer Jim Camp.
You can share your own kielbasa recipes on our website, wyso.org. Culture Couch is our occasional series on arts and culture made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.